I'm Elliot Kalau-Agua. I'm the chief medical officer. People are coming in for their regular conditions, the things we've always been treating them for, their chronic medical illnesses, acute illnesses. And some of those individuals still prefer coming in and doing a face-to-face visit. And that's why we've kept all our opening hours the same. We haven't tried to discourage people from coming in, and we still are going to be available for them because our patients, they're a population that really need to be in touch with their medical providers. We don't have the luxury of telling a patient, well, we'll reschedule you for 3-4 months. I still have many over 60 that still want to come in. And even though they're concerned about COVID, we let them know that we take precautions to prevent the spread in our facility. We set up these tents outside, and when patients come in, they're evaluated at the tent for any symptoms of COVID. We have our current front office staff and some of our back office staff. We've stationed them out in the front, so we're basically utilizing our current staff. And because of that, we haven't had to furlough anybody, and we hope not to furlough anybody during this period. We definitely have had a problem getting enough PPEs, especially in the beginning. Our thinking was that in the early weeks of this epidemic or pandemic, we wanted to try to save our PPEs for the time when the numbers would escalate. So we basically only use it if we really suspect someone might have it. We are not doing COVID screening with the nasal swabs because in order to do that, you have to be in your PPE. And we thought, well, if we opened it up and did the nasal swab screening, we would run through our PPE so fast that if the numbers go up and we actually need it, we would be short. So what we've done is referred patients that we want the swabs to other facilities that are already doing the swab test.